everyone would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body. Guide us tonight and the future as well. Amen.
Can we have roll call?
Here.
Tracy Bree.
Here.
Scott Brown.
Here.
Brian Rowe.
Here.
Sherman Rowe.
Here.
Tim Salter.
Here.
Mary Oka. Here. Adoption of the agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I move we adopt the agenda.
Second.
A motion. Hold on. We got a motion by Vice President Ravelet and second by Councilman Brown to adopt the agenda as presented.
Yes.
Tracy Bree.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Rowe.
Yes.
Sherman Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salter.
Yes.
And by a vote of 6-0, the agenda is adopted. Need approval of the August 26th minutes.
So move.
Second. Motion by Vice President Ravelet, second by Councilman Brown to approve the minutes as presented.
Question.
Dan Ravelet.
Yes.
Tracy Bree.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Rowe.
Yes.
Sherman
Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salter.
Yes.
And they are approved by a vote of 6-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
Mr. Mayor, I received a nice thank you note from the Knox County CEO, the Creating Entrepreneurial Opportunities Group, and it says, Dear City of Vincennes Common Council, thank you for investing in the Knox County CEO. Without your support, we wouldn't have the opportunities that we have. We're very grateful for you and your continued support. Thank you again for your generosity. Sincerely, Knox County CEO.
If not, committee chair reports. None. Report of city officers. None. We'll move on to old business. Ordinance 5-2019, adopting amendments to the Knox County zoning ordinance for 715 Seminary. Your first reading was August the 12th.
Good evening. We appeared before the Area Planning Commission last Monday. The ordinance passed there with a vote of 8-0. They did ask me to amend or revise the ordinance that's in front of you to put a full legal description as opposed to the short legal I had before, and I have done that. There were no objections. Nobody appeared at the other hearing, and we would ask that you read the ordinance tonight on second and third reading so that we can schedule a closing on the sale of the home.
Mr. Mayor, I did attend that meeting and it did pass.
Okay. We need to have a motion and a second to read this.
Entertained motion to have a second reading on Ordinance 5-2019.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Ravelet, second by Councilman Brown to have second reading of Ordinance 5-2019.
As amended. Question.
Sherman Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salter.
Yes.
Tracy Bree.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Rowe.
Yes.
Dan Rowe.
Yes.
And second reading of Ordinance 5-2019 as amended passes by a vote of 6-0.
Entertained motion to have third and final reading of Ordinance 5-2019.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Ravelet, second by Councilwoman Rose to have third and final reading of revised Ordinance 5-2019.
Ordinance 5-2019 has amended between sections 1-3, changing the zoning designation from C1 commercial to R2 residential.
Discussion?
Question?
Sherman Rose.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
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 And third and final reading passes by a vote of 6-0.
Thank you very much. Will we be able to pick up a signed copy of it tonight?
Do you have? Sure.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay, we'll move to new business. Ordinance 8-2019, additional appropriation ordinance from Edit in the amount of $100,000 for the Washington Avenue improvements.
I'd entertain a motion to have first reading on ordinance 8-2019.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Ravelat, second by Councilman Brown, to have first reading of ordinance 8-2019.
Ordinance 8-2019, additional appropriation
discussion. I will tell you, this is, if you remember a year or so ago, we got the award from NDOT for the Washington Avenue project. Even though that project, you don't see work going on at this time, there is design work and different things going on that have to be paid for. So we wanted to appropriate $100,000 to pay those bills, and remember that this is an 80-20, so whatever we pay, we get 80% back.
Mayor, obviously we're seeing the behind-the-scenes work that's right. Going on right now. When are we going to see stuff start to happen there?
It'll be a couple years before you
actually. I mean, it's similar to what we've had to do when we went with Main Street. Like, it takes a little bit of time to get that stuff set and finalized. Absolutely. So, okay. So. Yep.
Any other questions? Or?
Question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tracy Breeze?
Yes.
Tim Salter?
Yep.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
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 And first reading of ordinance 8-2019 passes by a vote of 6-0. Next, we will move on to claims.
Hey, I've got a question on claims.
Okay.
Is the Ewing Printing one, is that for the banners?
It's for the banners.
All right, are they already done?
Yes.
So they're finished and done? Like, I thought we were going to have more discussion as a group with those. Like, I know we've discussed it a little bit with those, but obviously they're done now.
Well, I went around and talked to everybody.
Well, I know, yeah. I mean, and you met with us as well, and I did appreciate that. I thought we were going to talk about it more.
I talked to everybody about it.
It was a concern brought up to me about other companies getting to bid on a large project like that. Were there other bids that were able to, did other places get a chance to bid on that?
No, because it's always been our rule or regulation. If anything is under $25,000, you don't have to put a bid out.
So under $25,000, there's no bids?
Mm-hmm. Is that right, Mr. Attorney?
Bids is quote to the
it's an abbreviated process.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you didn't. Yeah, I mean, you came and brought the stuff to me. Yeah. And I guess I was just under the assumption that we were going to talk about it a little bit more, because there were some questions that I had about it, things that I would have done a little different. And I brought that up to you, too. I just assumed we were doing it a little differently.
And it's not that we're against the
banners. No, not at all.
We like the banners, mm-hmm. But I would like to see, and I'm not against Ewing. Ewing does a great job. They've done a lot of our work, but I would like to see other businesses have a chance to bid on those, like the signs. And I know Brian's here tonight, which he I would just like to see some of that business spread out.
I did it the way it's always been done. I mean, I know you're shaking your head, but that's the way it's always done. And I followed the rules by the $25,000 amount. So if you want to do that, then we should put it in an ordinance form and do it that way, follow it that way.
Yeah.
Motion to pay the claims in the amount of $293,396.17.
Is there a second?
A second.
Motion by Vice President Ravalette, second by Councilwoman Rose, to pay the claims in amount of $293,396.17. Is there any more discussion?
Pardon?
Pardon discussion? Yeah.
Yeah, let's vote.
We got miscellaneous afterwards, so we can bring him up to talk during miscellaneous. We'll get you.
Somebody gonna call for the question?
Question.
Tracy Breeze?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
I need to abstain. There is a claim to one of my businesses.
What did you get this time?
Okay. Claims are paid by a vote of 5-0 with one abstention. Now then, miscellaneous.
I'd like to, if Brian Phillips would like to come up and speak, he's...
Yeah, my name's Brian Phillips. I own Express Sign Neon. We've had business here at Vincent's for over 30 years. I've talked to Shirley numerous times asking to bid this stuff, and she refuses to let us bid that stuff.
It's not that I refuse, I just follow the instructions.
The way that's done and the right way is two different things.
Well, then we can change it.
I've asked you numerous times. You've been in my, you and Dwayne Chatton were in my office one day, and we went all through this. And you told me you was gonna start letting me bid that stuff. And since then, nothing have you let me bid. That's not right, Shirley. It's not right at all.
I just follow the way that we've been doing it. If we want to change it, we have to do it properly.
I think it needs to be changed.
Then we can change it, but we're going to do it properly then.
That's fine. But to just go out and hand somebody $10,000 and not get any other quotes on it or a different opinion on the way something should be made. We turned a quote into you for those signs, the entrance signs, and haven't ever heard anything from you.
We haven't done anything to them yet.
Huh?
We haven't done any more to it. I've got it, yeah.
Well, I'd like to see something done, because I don't think it's right. I mean, for one company just to continually get the business handed to them, no questions asked, no checking on how much is spent, just hand them the money. That's not right. Okay. It's not right at all. When there's other of us in town paying taxes on our buildings, we have employees that work here in this town, we donate stuff. Our company just donated all the signage to the new pickleball park here in town.
We appreciate that, Brian.
Yes. And we've tried to be a good steward, and it seems like we just get run over on stuff like this, and it's tiresome. It really is. So I'd like to see you guys do something about it.
Okay.
Is that the way we should handle it, Mr. Rolick?
Yeah.
And we don't have to get... I didn't mean to interrupt you. We can get multiple quotes without going through the bidding process, though, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything else? If not, we just need a motion to adjourn.